The Warriors podcast continues on the road as we pick things up in Orlando, as we join Alec Burks. And as a longtime NBA player, we go back immediately to where it all began. And for you, that's the state of Missouri, Grandview. It's a community outside of Kansas City. So it's kind of a nice thing as a community feel in a place that's not a small town exactly. You're in Kansas City, essentially, but it's a different world. What was life in Grandview like growing up?
It's basically the same as Kansas City, I guess. I mean, it's part of Kansas City, but it was good. I mean, it made me to who I am today. You know, my friends are there, lifelong friends I met. You know, it's just a great place.
People love Kansas City because it's one of the historic cities in the United States that, because of the railroad system, was at the center of everything in the United States. And the architecture is interesting and beautiful. The music has always been great. The food has been great. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But when you think of Grandview and the time that you were playing for the Bulldogs there with Coach Ferris as the coach, you guys were the number one team in the state of Missouri at one point, got to the state finals. And that team, as you were a senior and looking at college on the horizon, you guys really had a great season that year.
Yeah, I probably won the best in Missouri State history, you know. It was me and my friends, you know, we were just playing hard, you know, having fun every night, you know, having to win a lot of games, and I had a lot of fun on the road, and, you know, memories I never forget, you know, that season.
You can't sleep on the Kansas City basketball scene because, I mean, you think about it, and it goes on in many, many ways. You've got guys like a former Warrior, Brandon Rush, and, you know, and his brothers. You've got Earl Watson, Landry Shamet more recently. For those that know Kansas City basketball, I mean, people think, like, you know, I talked to Glenn Robinson on the show about this once before, and he's like, you know, Indiana, okay, this, you know, it's a state of basketball. But in Kansas City, there is a basketball scene.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people that play the game, love the game, they're really good at the game in Kansas City. Not just Kansas City, all over in the world. You know, Kansas City's just in the Midwest, so people really don't pay attention to it. But, you know, it's a lot of great players, you know, that come out the city.
We were there for the preseason several years ago and played the Miami Heat at the Sprint Center. And it was really cool because right there is the College Basketball Hall of Fame. You had a chance to check that out?
Yeah, I've been there, I want to say, I was in high school. Whenever it opened, like, I went, and then my brother used to work there, my big brother. So I've been there a few times. You know,
the whole college basketball experience being in there is one of the neat aspects to it, and we just really enjoyed our time. Now, one other thing, and we should mention the apex of the season that you were talking about while at Grandview, and it was a state finals game against Chaminade, and that's the school that another former Warrior, David Lee, had played at in St. Louis, Missouri. But there was a sophomore that you guys were facing that one day, and he's now with the Wizards, Bradley Beal. But that had to be one heck of a clash.
It was a great game. I mean, he's a great player, all-star player now. You know, he was great at that time too, even better now. So it was just a great game for me and my teammates. You know, they came out on top, man, but, you know, it's what it is now.
It seemed like, you know, really an awesome experience all around to get to the finals. And like you said, being there with your friends, when you think back to that time period and just what life was like and what you were listening to and the kind of things that you guys were into, what comes back to your mind?
No care in the world, you know. I was 17 probably, I think, 17. Yeah, 17 with my friends, you know, playing basketball, the game we all love, you know, just having fun.
Kansas City sports scene, obviously now with the way that the Chiefs have kind of risen to strong prominence under Andy Reid and a special quarterback they have, Pat Mahomes. I'm assuming here that you're a Chiefs and Royals fan from the area, but if I'm wrong, set me straight.
No. I'm a fan of both, you know. I got to be, right?
But to that end, I mean, the Chiefs, when you think back to the time period that you were becoming a Chiefs fan, and you know, they've had some really impressive years and some years where it's like, oh, just so close. But what hooked you?
I went to my first game. I think that's what hooked me when I was young. You know, I've been a fan since, you know, the TG days, Trent Green, Priest Holmes, all that, Tony Richardson. Now I've been that type of fan. So just the game, I think the atmosphere made me more of a fan than actually watching it.
Priest Holmes was fantastic. Yeah. Like, hook 'em horns. Now, when you think of your high school, there was a guy that played quarterback, a highly recruited quarterback. And I'm just wondering, thinking of Josh Freeman, who went and played for Kansas State before the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was at Kansas State, I'll have you know, at the same time that Warriors head trainer Drew Yoder was a student manager at the time with the football team. But Josh, and the kind of prominence he got at Grandview, did you see this as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, 3 years older than me? So I seen the hype. I think when I was a freshman, he was a senior. So he was everything, you know, high school, you know. And then he went to college early and became the man there as a freshman, you know. So I knew the talent. I seen it. I seen why everybody was hyped for him. You know?
For you, when the time came to look at colleges and the opportunity to play at Colorado came up, that's a pretty cool opportunity when you think of what it was in the recruiting process. One more trip down memory lane, September of 2008, you go on a recruiting trip to Boulder, and Colorado on that day upsets what was then number 21, West Virginia. On that team, the West Virginia team, Warriors Director of Basketball Operations, Johnny West, he was there. But at the time you were being recruited and you checked out Boulder, what were you thinking?
I never seen mountains like this, you know, this type of scenery before in my life, you know. Never been in Colorado, but the fans, the team at the time, my teammates, my future teammates that were going to be my teammates, the coach, I fell in love with it. That's why I went there.
That coach, noted defensive specialist Jeff Bizdelic, who's now with the Pelicans, right, and with the Rockets most recently, had been the Denver Nuggets head coach before the Colorado job. But when you think of your experience learning from him, what did you pick up?
I think he gave me a chance to, you know, really show my game. You know, I think he seen something in me that I didn't see it right away, you know, but he helped me mold myself into a great player in my freshman year. I think that's what took me off and got me here to this day.
How do coaches do it? I mean, when it gets down to it, how do they, you know, find the personalities of guys and the good ones that you've had? How has it worked for you where they're like, you know what, I can work with this guy and make him the best he can be?
I think they give you opportunity and they see what you do with it. Whether you like the opportunity or you don't, you know, that shows you what they can do, what they can give you, what opportunity they can give you, you know. And I think you just go from there. They can see what you need to work on, what you need, what you got already. So I think that's what it is. Opportunity is everything.
You know, I was looking at a game when you were at Colorado that kind of leads into the concept that you've already played in San Francisco before joining the Warriors. It was a game that Colorado played against the University of San Francisco in San Francisco, and that was kind of a turning point in that season. And you think of an opportunity, it was kind of a opposite thing. After the game, they were kind of like, well, no, hold on, we're going to go another direction for one game. But then the team kind of came together. I mean, help me explain this a little bit.
I think we lost at the buzzer or something happened, and Coach was upset. So he just he played who he wanted to play the next game. We started who he wanted to start, just send a message to everybody. And I guess it turned the team around. We won a lot more. I mean, that's what he did. He felt like he had to do what he did for the team, the morale, and it worked, I guess.
Your ability to go straight from Colorado, 2 years playing with the Buffaloes, and then into the NBA, the stops you made in the NBA, what have you found to be kind of the most enriching and enjoyable things about being in different places around the NBA?
I don't know. Getting to meet new people, new scenery, being in different cities. It's just, I think that about it, living in different places and meeting new people, you know, seeing how other people live. I think that's the most enriching thing.
I'll tell you one thing that has been enjoyable about seeing how this Warriors team has played is the veteran leadership that you've helped bring and just the way that you've played these games, trying to bring everything you can to these games. It's been an interesting and challenging season, but when you think of what the real goal is here, what is it for you?
Just to play hard every night. If you play hard every night, you give you a chance to self a win. You know, win or loss, you got to play hard. And I think that's what we're doing every night, you know, or trying to do every night, you know.
Okay, we'll wrap this up with a lightning round. We don't have to take too long with these answers, but actually give me a little bit here. When you think of barbecue in Kansas City, now, Arthur Bryant's or Gates Barbecue are the two that are kind of the most known. Gates, especially when you walk in the door, hi, may I help you? And then the food is absolutely delicious, but it's got to be even hard for a KC guy to choose, or maybe it's not. Arthur Bryant's or Gates?
Is it lightning? Okay. I like Gates better than Arthur Bryant's, but I'm a Jack Stack fan. Jack Stack is very good to me, too. I eat that a lot in the summer.
Is it the sauce or is it the way they cook it?
I think it's the sides. They got the best sides, probably. I would think so. But Gase is my number two, or number one. Jack's Tech's number two.
We did a tour of both of those, but didn't get to Jack. I got to do that next time. Like, but when we were there in Kansas City, like,
downtown. I mean, Arthur Bryan's right there, so definitely y'all stay right down by the Sprint Center. But you can't go wrong with either any place in Kansas City, in my opinion.
All right, favorite automobile, one that either you've owned or you've admired.
Favorite automobile, I got a pickup truck back in Kansas City. I really like. It's lifted. It's like a F-150. I like that just because it's like country type stuff.
No, I hear you. I drive a Ranger, and it's the fuel economy and the utility, and I totally get it. Casey is known for jazz, a different jazz than Utah. But your musical tastes, what are they? And did jazz ever kind of influence any of this just because of how prominent it is in Kansas City?
So you want to know my music taste? I like a lot of different people. I listen to a lot of my friends rap. I listen to them. So, and about jazz, I know jazz is, you know, 18th Divine in Kansas City, that's known for jazz and all that. But I don't know. Maybe it has something on the city. Maybe it don't. I don't know. That's before my time.
No, I hear that. But at some point, it's almost worth going back in time and taking a listen to think of the origins of how this purely American art form began. And, you know, people have paid attention to the music scene in the Bay Area. There's been jazz in the Fillmore District. There's been all kinds of music and, you know, certainly a great hip hop scene in the Bay Area. But for you, enjoying the Bay Area right now, what are some of the things that you've kind of taken to when living in San Francisco and just being a part of the Bay Area?
First, the weather. The weather's been amazing besides the rainy days that we left, you know. It's diverse. I don't think I've been in this big of a city before, you know, San Francisco. You know, I like every part about it, you know, just the culture, different people I get to see and meet, you know, I like that.
All right, very last thing here. What passions do you have off of the court that will perhaps one day lead to future endeavors when you're done playing? What are you into?
I'm into spend time with my wife and my daughter. I think building her up, she's gonna do something. I hope she do something great, and that's the future for me. So that's all I do, spend time with my wife and my daughter.
Love it. I also, you beam when you say that, and I've noticed when you're warming up with the staff and getting ready for the games, and you're focused during the games, but you've always got an awesome smile and a great spirit. And Alec, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Warriors podcast. This is really good stuff. As you know, we'll continue these conversations, but this was awesome to get it on the record, and really do appreciate your time.
No problem. Thank you.